Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome, everybody, to Jacob Sports here, football 24-7. I'll have no John McMullen today, but we will recap practice number 15 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Keep in mind, everybody, I was not at practice. John McMullen, Jacob Sports' Eagles beat reporter, was at practice. We will talk to him tonight on the channel from 6 to 8 p.m. For a nightcap edition of Birds 365. So we will get all of his updates tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. on the show. But I will be giving you updates from what I read down there, from the beat reporters who were down there, from what they put out on social media. So keep in mind, not up close and personal, just relaying the information to you. I want to welcome everybody in here on Jacob Sports. Appreciate everybody for being here. Good crowd already coming in here on this afternoon. Tuesday, August 20th, everybody. Practice 15 is in the books. An hour and 45-minute practice today. Apparently another big day for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, as both of them made some big catches. I read both had a pass reception, 30-plus yards downfield. Devontae Smith went up and grabbed one over Keely Ringo that was apparently called for a pass interference, and he still hauled it in. So those two guys are playing at their top forms right now, and then a video of them floating around after the practice. Both of them, shoulder pads off, kind of playing with their kids in the end zone of the practice field. Really cool video to see that. So I always love to see that the players are family guys. I thought that was a cool video of AJ and Devontae hanging out down there in the end zone. Other notes, Quinyon Mitchell today got the start on the outside. So they moved him to the outside officially. He was the starter at the outside cornerback position. So good stuff. That's a great development for Quinyon Mitchell. We've been waiting kind of for him to get on that outside. I know we have felt good about him being in the slot, but at the end of the day, you know, we want our first round cornerback to be an outside corner. And today was the first day he started out there. So that's great stuff to see that he got to do that. Jalen Hurts today had another good day, everybody. 15 training camp practices, still zero interceptions. I think he's up to over 300 now, 300 attempts with no interception. Now, again, like we always say, if you don't care about training camp stats, that's perfectly fine. But it's what we have right now in August, so I will give you what Jalen Hurts' stats were today. I just want to pull up the exact tweet of how many reps. Yeah, so 301 straight attempts this training camp without an interception. Today, Jalen Hurts was 23 for 28 One touchdown, zero interceptions, and Elliott graded him at a B+. So Jalen Hurts just continues to light up camp. And by the way, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, where are the interceptions? He's not pushing the ball. Well, he did have two big completions today, 30-plus yards to both of his wide receiver one and two, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So I don't know if it's fair to say he's not pushing the ball. I think he's protecting that football. I think he's got his sights set on the right things. He's calling out all the protections himself. So I think Jalen Hurts is more comfortable. I think this pro-style offense of Kellen Moore fused with, you know, meshed in with what Jalen Hurts does well, I think it's going to be a nasty good combination. So another great practice for QB1, Jalen Hurts. Great stuff there. Update on Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley went down to the ground about halfway through the practice. He was getting stretched out by a trainer. They were rubbing his lower back. So I'm not sure what's up with him, but he did not return for team drills. He was back out on the field. So practice ended, though, and he never returned to team drill. So we will be monitoring Saquon Barkley, his first little injury of camp, I guess you could call it. Not quite an injury, but he did go down and did not return. The other guy who left practice today was Trevor Keegan, rookie fifth-rounder offensive lineman who's been playing great at guard position in preseason. He left practice and went inside with the trainer as well. So those are your two injuries of the day. Just some other stuff. You know, those are really the big updates. I want to appreciate, thank everybody, by the way, for being here. Abe's in here, MLG, Jack Straw, Eduardo, Crowley. And we got two new members today. Edward L. Edward, thank you for becoming a member, man. And Daniel Bigelow became a member. Daniel, thank you, brother. We appreciate the support. I know I've seen you on the channel a lot. So thanks, everybody, for the memberships. They go a long way in helping the channel. So good stuff there. I will read back to you guys a couple things. CJ Gardner-Johnson had a big tackle today, big hit on Grant Calcaterra. And then he also had a big hit on Devontae Smith. So CJ Gardner-Johnson back out there and throwing his body around a little bit for sure. So, by the way, I will give you guys the injury update. I'm trying to find where I had it. I had it up and my computer shut down right before I went live. So I kind of lost it. So here's the practice report, injury report. Will not practice today. Matt Hennessy was out. Albert Okwegbenam was out. John Ross was out with a concussion. Tyler Steen was out with that ankle injury. Caden Stearns out with the knee. And Johnny Wilson continues to be out with that concussion. So not ideal, but not terrible. A little bit shorter than it was the other day. So that's a good stuff. That's good that went there. Jalen Carter made some plays today. Jeff Kerr, our friend Jeff Kerr, reported it wasn't the greatest practice for Cooper DeJean. So I don't know exactly what that means. I know he was out there at nickel with the second team defense. So I didn't see any other reports that he got burned or anything. I will continue to look for that and update you guys if I hear otherwise. But I just saw our friend Jeff Kerr, who I do trust, who was down at practice, who said wasn't a great day for Cooper DeJean, whatever that means. So we will continue to follow that and get the updates. I'll do a little chat check too. Eduardo says, don't think Barkley's injury is serious if he was able to get up and walk away. Keegan, though, hope they're both good. Agreed. Barkley was back out there. So, like I said, he didn't do any team drills, but he did return back to the field, which I think is a good thing, obviously. You know, if it's super serious, they're not gonna let him go back out there. So, you know, I think it's a good thing that he was back out there. I don't think it's serious. And remember, they're probably going to keep Barkley in bubble wrap a little bit. They're going to want to keep him healthy. So, you know, we'll see there. Eduardo checks in. It was his first practice back. Give him some time, folks. No need for concern on DeJean. I would agree with that, Eduardo. He's still ramping up. So, obviously, going to be an acclimation period for the rookie. You know, Quinyon Mitchell's been out there now for 15 practices. So, Cooper is going to.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Need a little bit of time to acclimate, and we will wait for that to happen. And I think we'll be in a good spot with him overall. I saw some videos floating around. I'm waiting on John to send me what he got from training camp, and I'll post them up on the Jacob Sports channel. But I gave you the update. I gave you what I saw. Remember, they're not allowed to have their phones out for most of this practice, the reporters, so you don't get much. That's why when I talk to John after, I'll get a lot more, you know, where he's down there. He can kind of relay back to me what he was seeing at the practice, and I'm looking forward to doing that with him. The following Eagles were back at practice today after missing time from an injury. So Gabe Hall, defensive tackle Gabe Hall, the undrafted free agent, he was out there today. Tight end E.J. Jenkins, I saw he made a couple good plays today. He was back out there. Lane Johnson returned. He just had a vet day, so no injury with Lane, but he did return to practice today. Joe Nada was out there, and Nada, however you want to pronounce that, he was out there with the ankle, so he returned. And then D.T. Morrow Ajomo, who had the hip problem, is back out there. So good stuff there. And then the people who got upgraded from the limited to full were Oren Burks. It's good to see Oren Burks back out on the field. Tight end Grant Calcaterra was back out there with that shoulder injury. Cooper DeJean was upgraded today to the full, so that was good for with the hamstring injury. And then Gardner Johnson returned with the shoulder. So a lot of good key guys returning there when you're talking about Calcaterra, Gardner Johnson, and Cooper DeJean. So definitely a positive thing that those guys did return today. But overall, that was it on the takeaways from practice. It's the Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith show, everybody, and it has been all camp. And I think, you know, that's about as good as you can ask for as an Eagle fan. We know that our season, in a way, is in those guys' hands, especially offensively. Offensive line, I get it. There's a lot of other things that matter, but those guys provide so much production for this football team. Jalen Hurts, obviously the biggest as the quarterback. We go as far as they go, as far as Jalen and those guys are going to take us. So to hear that they've been lighting up camp, I think is a very good thing. I'd much rather hear that, you know, they're lighting up camp versus the linebackers, right? I mean, we know we're upset about the linebackers, but I wouldn't have it differently. I'm happy with the guys that are doing good in camp, and I think that's a great thing. Eagles players still speaking to the media, by the way. Kellen Moore spoke this morning. Not much from Kellen. Bryce Huff spoke. Will Shipley is speaking now. I forget who else spoke I didn't catch them all, obviously, because I'm going live. But Eduardo says, should we bring in a wide receiver three? I think so, Eduardo, but we'll see what they're end up going to do, because that roster is going to be tough to work guys in. So I'm not sure what they'll end up doing. Brian says, Xander, what's up, bro? Just tuning in. Brian, one of our channel members. Thank you, man. Appreciate you being here. Just the update today. Another good practice for Jalen Hurts, Brian. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They continue to light up the field. They both, A.J. and Devontae, both had two big 30-plus yard receptions today. Jalen Hurts was 24-28 with a touchdown and no interceptions. So he continues to look good at camp. And, you know, many have talked about, is he not pushing the ball down the field? Is that why there's no interceptions? Well, 30-plus yard touch passes completion to A.J. and Devontae would insinuate otherwise. He is pushing that ball, just making smart decisions, making the right reads, and so far so good. Jalen Hurts really looking good at training camp. I think he's ready. I think my man Jalen Hurts is ready for the season. So that's good stuff there with Jalen Hurts. But that's the update, Brian. Quinyon Mitchell got the start at outside corner today. So his first practice being out there on the outside. So very good stuff there. And then the key guys that missed practice today were Hennessy, Akwegmanon, Alberto, John Ross, Tyler Steen, Caden Stearns, and Johnny Wilson. He continues to miss time. So not ideal for the rookie receiver. You know, when you hear about that, Eduardo, it brings up your question again. Do you want to go to the wide receiver three? I think you do, especially if you don't want to rely on a guy like Johnny Wilson or even John Ross or even Paris Campbell. They've all spent time on the injury report. Oh, somebody worth mentioning today, Anais Smith. Apparently he had his best training camp practice of the summer. So good stuff from Anais. We've been waiting for him to do something. I'm almost at a point where I feel bad for the guy because I know it doesn't seem like it's talent related to me. I mean, he was a guy that was very sure-handed in his college career. He's been dropping the football a lot. So he's probably just breaking off some nerves and stuff, but it's an unforgiving league. So he's got to get it going quick. And to hear that he had a solid practice today, at least his best of camp. I don't know how solid it was. I'll get John's update on it, but I thought that was a positive thing for sure. Abe checks in. What's up, Abe? Thanks for being here, man. One of our channel members. Xander is the reason. Is the reason for the injuries mainly based on the fact that the first team D line is just wrecking the O line? Well, maybe. I don't think so, Abe. I mean, the D line has been good, but that when that first team O line's out there, you haven't heard that much about the D line wrecking it. It's when, you know, Lane Johnson takes the veteran day. Jordan Mailata, if he sits down, you know, Landon Dickerson missed a couple practices, although he's like an iron man. He keeps going out there. I'd argue he should be sitting. Tyler Steen and Mekhi Becton, remember, they missed practice. So it's more that the injuries are creating better opportunities for the D-line. But look, I think it's a good thing that both lines are playing well, at least the first teams. Both of them have injury concerns, though, where you want to make sure everybody's healthy, especially on that offensive line. Dashia James, what's up, James? Appreciate you being here. I don't know how to pronounce your first name. You got to let me know. Is it Dashia? James. John Mechie III, please and thank you. Yeah, I'm a Mechie guy with you. I think he would be a great addition to this team. I don't know how much he would help them on the outsides, but I do think he'd be a great addition to the team. So we'll look to see if he is somebody the Eagles would bring in. They have a lot of receivers down there in Houston, so I'm not sure if he's on the trading block, but I do think, you know, for the right compensation, somebody could be pried away from there. But that's going to be it for the update, everybody, on the training camp practice today. Reminder, Birds 365 tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Johnny Mack, who was down at practice, took on all the sights and sounds of practice, watched the press conferences with Kellen Moore and with the players. So we will get his update tonight on our special nightcap edition of Birds 365. Appreciate everybody for being here. Hit that like button on your way out. Thanks for being here on Jacob Sports. Subscribe. Like the video, consider becoming a channel member to be entered into our Saquon Barkley jersey giveaway all year long. That's going to do it. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. if he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.